Yep.
Yeah.
All right, all right. So you're the first on. Hey. I guess I could do the intro now, right?
I mean,
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I am Digga Jones. That is Two Gun. Red will be on in a minute. And we are the Troublemakers. We have correspondent, the Rated X Experience, on tonight.
That's yes, I am back. Round three.
Right. So, only person we're waiting on is Red. I guess I can get into what the show's about tonight. You guys know it. You love it. It is...
Wait. Huh?
No, I just had a momentary lapse of reason because I'm reading a text message. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's episode... What is this? Episode like 12 of what that shit is? Yeah,
250, 240.
No. I'm talking about of what that shit is. I think it's like episode 12. And I think we're on, this would be episode, what, 258 or 259?
Let me check.
Gunna, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you just quiet as hell.
Yeah.
All right, so Red said he'll be on momentarily, so...
Sounds like it'll be 260, episode 260, I think.
Oh, wait, did we do episode 259 already?
Yeah, you did that last week.
Listen, we do so many episodes, I lose count on what it is until it's time to put that shit in.
So I'm always doing my homework.
So yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to address last week's what that shit is, because a lot of people thought the questions were a little too challenging.
Where are they?
That's what they say.
Not for you, though.
Where?
So, this evening we are going to do shit is with easier questions. So, I think order of appearance is going to be Ryan, Red, and Gunner.
Yep.
Well, not appearance, but order of So, I'll wait till Red gets on and we'll discuss the categories. Sound good?
Sounds good.
So, I do want to address the tragedy that happened in Tennessee yesterday with another, what's it called, mass shooting?
School shooting again.
Yeah, another school shooting. And believe it or not, what actually ticked me off is, do you know that in the United States, this is the, I think it's a 38th mass shooting in 2023 alone?
Yeah.
I wanted to say something, but I don't want to get canceled.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it anyway. And Ryan, don't take offense to this. White people, you need to chill.
Come on, that's tell me not to take it serious. I don't take shit serious.
Just making sure. Okay.
Like I told you when I did my first show, when Gunner, you know, he had to do his thing. I didn't take that offensive. Like, shit happens.
Okay, because, like, there's a lot of people that will be like, yo, like, they're racist, this, that, and the third. Y'all haven't seen my kids. Red's known as a white girl slayer. We're not racist. Like,
speak for yourself. Let me stop. I'm just fine.
Oh, I'm not even racist. You know what?
I'm talking about me. Racism,
when I got married, my best man was a black dude. So it's good. You know, I'm not.
Ryan, don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. Just like, my brother's black. Don't do that.
No.
Because we all know that one guy that's just like, how can I be racist? My gardener Leroy's black.
And I have color TVs in all my bedrooms. Oh, come on, man.
But yeah, so I can't wait to announce these categories because I'm actually excited about these categories because everybody said the shit was too hard the last couple of times.
Yeah, that was kind of hard. I was even listening to him. I'm like, I can't. I'm glad I'm not on that show.
But you know, it's funny though, because there's no happy medium. Because when the questions are too easy, I get called out. When the questions are too hard, I get called out. So there's really no happy medium in this shit.
And when I do a landslide victory, they say I'm cheating.
Right.
So,
but now that you mentioned about the whole white people racism thing, I'm gonna take it back a couple of years ago. Before I met my wife, I was dating this girl. And she got, I guess she was either having a bad day at work or whatever, but she came home. I was at home, sitting on the couch, cleaning the house, playing video games. She gets home and she flips her shit on me. Like she dropped an N-bomb on me. She called me a fat, lazy N-bomb. I'm like, what the fuck?
Come on, was she black?
No.
Oh, I was about to say, if she's black, that's acceptable.
No, I had to like look at myself. It was like I had to do like a deep dive inside myself to be like, whoa, you know. I'm like, who the fuck? Like,
I would have snatched her out by her hair. Tell you the truth, that's just me.
I mean, so did y'all stay together?
Yeah, for about 2 more months. But then after that, you know, we had some makeup sex, and then I, after I busted in her eye, I said, Kobe. So I'm like, you know, it was good.
Nah, you still said nigga.
Sorry. Right. I'm like, I can't even, like, no. I can't
say that.
Oh, what up, Red?
My bad. My bad for the delay, fellas.
Okay, so as y'all know, it's what that shit is, and Red, I was saying last time, well, you weren't on the show last time, but they said the last couple of times we did what that shit is that the questions were too hard. So I decided I'm going to be a little light tonight, and we're going to have some fun categories. Are y'all ready to hear what the categories are?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm the reigning champion, just so you know.
That is true. With a landslide victory at that.
Yeah.
I'm the highest rookie with the highest score, number 6.
Yeah, that's true.
The questions are random movie quotes. Okay. 06 in hip hop. Last but not least, TV shows. Order of answers tonight are going to be Ryan, Red, and Gunner.
Right.
Lead us off.
How you doing?
Let's go with TV shows.
TV shows. In 1992, MTV had the first reality television show with a show.
Real World.
Oh, he got it!
He got it!
Well, that still came in quick.
Yeah.
That's because white people know that shit. Like, come on, let's go.
Oh, by the way, we do know how to dig a doubles run, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Red, it's on you.
Let's see. Random movie quote.
Random movie quote number 1. How's the family?
That is Purple Rain.
Red with the point. Gunner, it's on you.
I feel like you should have did the laugh after you said that too.
06 music. You hear me?
Oh no, I didn't hear you.
06 music.
Okay. So sick.
What is it, a song?
Yes. I'm going to say the song, you named the artist.
Okay, So Sick.
Steel. Oh, no, Mark Dre called it.
Yeah, I pass.
Red?
Neo.
Red with the steel.
Okay.
All right, Ryan.
I'm going to go back with TV shows.
TV shows. In 1975, NBC premiered this sketch comedy show, which is airing its 49th season, making it the longest running sketch comedy show.
Still,
Saturday Night Live.
You basically just gave that answer away.
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't see how.
What else show been on for 125 years or said that?
That's true. Red?
TV shows.
TV shows, question 3. Hold on, I gotta set up where is my other, do I have mother phone? No, I can't even do it. Wait, I do have it. Hold on. For this one, it is a audio.
Oh, shit.
It is an audio tap, okay? The Fishing Hole is the theme song for this show that aired from 1978.
Steel.
The audio tap.
He just gave it away.
Fuck that. It's
the audio
clue.
Huh?
10 seconds.
It is the Andy Griffith Show.
Red with the point.
Damn. Wow. He just gave that one away.
It was an audio clue. It was the only audio clue we have.
The fishing hole was enough for me.
Gunner?
TV shows.
TV shows, question four.
Watch I get some hard shit.
Friends has been called a ripoff of this television show that aired on Fox from 1993.
Living Single.
Gunner with the point.
Yep.
What happened?
I was about to say, he would ask me some bullshit about Friends.
What's about Friends, though?
I know, but I never watched that show.
I'll read the question again for Red. Friends has been called a blatant ripoff of this television show that aired on Fox from 1993 to 1998.
Friends Brian was a Hall. Living Single. Friends was a Living Single ripoff?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, look at it. Six friends from a New York brownstone.
I don't think Friends lived in a brownstone.
Friends didn't live in a brownstone. They lived in apartments.
All right. Go ahead.
All right, Ryan, it's on you.
What's the music one?
Oh, six.
Hip hop.
All right, let's go with that one.
Riding.
Riding Dirty, like Chameleon Air or not?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
You're correct.
Oh, shit.
The song's not called Riding Dirty. It's actually called just Riding.
Oh.
A lot of people call it Riding Dirty, and I don't know why.
Because that's how the chorus goes.
Yeah.
Wow, Dick, you are right.
What?
Because Friends started in 94. It's White Living Single.
Dun, dun, dun. Red, it's on you.
Let's do random movie quotes.
Abba Zabba, you my only friend.
Steal.
Hold up, say it again.
Abba Zabba, you my only friend.
Wow.
10 seconds.
Is it it's not The Last Dragon, is it?
Incorrect. Ryan with the steel.
Half baked.
That's correct.
That was a good one.
I gotta slow down. I gotta slow down. I can't be winning though.
Gunner. It's on you.
TV shows.
TV shows, question five. This show ended on a cliffhanger with Miles getting kidnapped in the final episode. It was never renewed.
Is it Moesha?
That's correct.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Miles ended up getting kidnapped and the show never got renewed. So the show ended on two cliffhangers.
Wow.
Miles getting kidnapped and somebody being pregnant, but they never said who.
And bonus question, who was the person that kidnapped Miles?
Oh God, I should know this.
The rapper, female rapper.
Why don't
Who's
I
involved?
Know?
The brat. I don't know.
Lil' Kim.
Oh, that's right. Lil' Kim did kidnap him.
Why?
Because what's his face? Ray J's character owed them money.
Mm-hmm.
And that was their brother, right?
Yeah.
I've seen many characters he played on that show.
All right, so Ryan, it falls on you.
Movie quotes.
Help me help you.
Oh, shit. Pass.
Anybody want to steal?
I'll steal with no penalties.
No, there's no penalty for stealing.
Steal. All right. Steal. Let me steal in.
Right, go ahead.
Red already said steel.
Okay.
I didn't have an answer, so.
Oh, Gunner, go ahead.
Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire is correct.
Oh. Show me the money.
Wait. Oh shit! Ryan left.
Huh?
Ryan left. No wait. No. Ryan left. Red's here. I'm Red left.
Yeah.
It's Red's Yo, question, is it here. Not? Is it not Red's question?
Yeah.
How the fuck are we gonna do this?
He'll come back.
All right, so I guess we wait for him to come back. Because remember last time we did that, you didn't come back in time, too, Gunner. We got X Jack to replace you. And that was on Ryan's inaugural episode.
Yeah, when he got all the heat from it.
He did get a lot of heat from it, yeah.
Who, me?
Yeah, because remember, everybody thought you left because of Ryan.
Like, that's never happened to me before on many episodes.
I know, right? Like, we, like I said, you've been on over 200 episodes and it never happened. I guess we can have our quick commercial break. Anybody wants to sponsor us, we're still available. We're open. We'll take sponsors from Pick and Save, Save a Lot, Wegmans,
Faygo.
What?
Faygo.
Wow.
RC Cola.
No, no, I ain't taking an RC Cola sponsorship. Fuck that.
I'll take RC over Faygo.
Welcome back, Red.
Yo, do y'all not hear me?
No, you were gone.
No, you were gone.
We need some motherfucking divorce attorney sponsors on here, because I've been listening to a lot of the past shows and man.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell happened just now.
Red, the question actually falls on you.
All right. Let's do 2006.
Hip hop?
Yeah.
Come to me.
Paul?
Yeah.
Is that Puff Daddy, right?
You're correct.
All right, yeah.
Gunner, it falls on you.
TV shows.
That was actually very low.
Category.
Very underrated album.
So, actually, this is a long one. You have to listen, okay?
Pause.
Oh my god. Yo.
Hey, yo.
Okay, so this is a long question, so you have to listen to it, okay? Even though the show did not end with a cliffhanger, it met its demise by being put on a graveyard shift after Cops in 1997. This was a bad move because this show hit the top of Sunday charts ratings for Fox 8 years in a row.
Steel.
8 years in a row on Fox?
On a Sunday night. I'll read the question one more time.
No
penalty with time, okay? Even though this show did not end with a cliffhanger, it met its demise by being put in a graveyard shift after Cops in 1997. This was a bad move for Fox because it hit the top of the Sunday ratings 8 years in a row.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Ryan with the Steel.
Married with Children?
That's correct.
I wasn't even thinking about that one.
Remember, I was trying to remember all the shows that was on Fox back then.
Yeah, me too. I was trying to remember the ones that lasted that long. I forgot about Married with Children.
Remember, they thought it would get good ratings after Cops because Cops was the number one show on Fox at the time. But you know what happened after Cops? Nobody watched, you know, Fox after that.
Nobody watched it. I was like, man, this shit's depressing, man.
So when they moved it to the graveyard slot, which is, you know, anything at in the 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock hour, it met its demise. So even though it didn't end on a cliffhanger, it never had a proper finale.
Poor Al Bundy.
All right, so the question's on Red, right?
Yeah, let's do movie quotes.
Movie quotes. May the force be with you.
Come on, man.
That's too easy.
Star Wars.
That's correct. So, point breakdown as of right now. Ryan and Red both have 5. Gunner has 3. Gunner, it's on you.
TV shows.
That's your category right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Another long one, okay?
Pause.
Damn, pause, man. Another long question, okay? Dubbed the show about nothing, this show made it very easy to follow for viewers because it had no real running plot.
Still.
The show about nothing?
10 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know.
Red with the Steel.
Seinfeld.
That's correct.
Another show I never watched.
I watched Seinfeld exclusively when I was in jail because CBS was the only channel that we had. but that was a true story. Who's it on?
All right, so it's on Ryan. Ryan?
Oh, we have any technical difficulties.
Oh, man. And y'all get technical difficulties when it's y'all's turn.
Where?
Orion, where art thou?
Yeah, when you say Orion, it makes me think of what's that boy brother?
Mario. That nigga who had that one song.
Yeah.
Hold on, Ryan sent me a text. Hold on. He says, I can't hear y'all.
So tell him to cut it off and then you'll send him another one.
Just say log off and then use the link to come back in.
Yeah. Paul.
Yo, man, what is wrong with you?
Use the link to come back in. Yo, listen. Nah, I ain't gonna go into the story right now. Let's finish the game show.
Well, I can't finish the game show without it being. I mean, it's Ryan's turn, so you might as well go into it right now.
Nah, I was saying, speaking of being oversensitive about, you know, the LGBTQ agenda, I went to So for those listeners, I wasn't here last week because in my older age, I decided to join a male basketball league, an adult basketball league. Just so I can work out once a week. And so Tuesday night, so y'all bear with me for the next month because it's Tuesday nights on for a month. But anyways, so I went tonight, and instead of they had double booked the gym, and instead of going there, they had a school board meeting. Instead, so I decided, I was like, fuck it, why don't I go to that? You know what I mean? My lady was there, and her homegirl was there. So apparently over the last week, they've been shutting down our schools up here because they've been calling them bomb threats. And if anybody knows about where I live, I live in a predominantly white area, community, and there's a very... I think it's gonna. Nope. But it's
me. Mixture.
but there's a mixture of like, you know, the Trumpies and, you know, non-Trumpies. But anyways, so I go to this meeting, and the reason why I keep calling them bomb threats in these schools because there's this book in the high school that they're trying to get banned from the high school. Now, besides the fact that, like, these kids can get way more bad things from their fucking cell phones than they can get from to check out this random book. That, and mind you, this book has not been checked out in the last 4 years, 4 or 5 years or something like that. But they found out that the book was there, and they have an issue with it. So they keep calling bomb threats. I went to this damn board meeting, and I've never felt more like a Negro. It's just sitting at his board meeting. Mind you, we go in there, there's only, like I said, a predominantly white community I live in. So there's only like 5 black people total in the whole auditorium. I'm one of them. And then this lady gets up, she starts talking, and it's one of the black folks. Oh, Lord. It's this gay black lady, and she's, you know, talking. She has a very powerful speech. In her speech, she mentions the word white supremacy, and I shit you not, I start scanning the room, and motherfuckers are turning and looking at me and the other black folks that are sitting on the row where I'm at. I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
They're probably thinking, you and your Jimmy.
You and your Jimmy. And then the other thing that happened was this other lady mentioned the George Floyd thing, and they did the same thing. And I was like, wow. All right. Yeah, it was wild. They started arguing, fighting. I'm going to have to go next week.
Oh, my God.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Ryan, it's on you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. I missed a lot of things since I was, like, kicked out.
Nah, you didn't miss nothing.
Yeah, you didn't miss something.
But he was talking about, like, the scoring, so I don't know who's, you know.
6-6-3.
Oh.
No, damn. It's 5 by Ryan, 6 by Red. You have 3.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so Ryan, it's on you.
06 R&B.
What you know?
T.I.
That's correct.
Mm.
Red, it's now on
I got to go back to movie quotes.
All right, movie quotes. You talking to me?
Oh,
taxi driver.
That's correct. All right, Gunner, it's on you.
TV shows, fuck it.
That's your category, boy.
Where the fuck is my Daily Double at? Fuck. What's going on? Yeah.
We're close to Digga Doubles on almost all categories.
Damn.
All right, so this is a long one again. Pause.
Ha, there it is.
This the long black train.
This show was about a womanizing bartender who used to be a relief pitcher for the Boston Red Sox. Lasting 11 seasons, it's a fun fact to know that this show was almost canceled after season 1 due to low ratings.
Say that one more time.
This show was about a womanizing bartender who used to be a relief pitcher for the Boston Red Sox. Lasting 11 years, it's a fun fact to know that this show was almost canceled after season 1 due to low ratings.
Man, come on, man. Just pass.
I did, and it's Cheers.
That's correct.
Where come everybody on. Knows your name.
That's correct. All right, so... Ryan.
So who was the picture? Ted Danson?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's go with movie quotes.
Movie quotes for a Digga Double.
Oh.
Now, no, with a Digga Double, you can sacrifice all your points to try to double them. Or you can just say, I'll just take it regular.
I know how to play. I'm not losing points.
Was there a pause? What did I say? Oh, take it right. My God.
Pause.
The pause show. There we go. All right, so.
We get extra critical out here tonight.
The quote is Bond. James Bond.
Come on.
GoldenEye 007. Incorrect. What?
Incorrect.
Okay, fine.
Anybody want to steal?
I'll steal.
Go ahead.
Is it Dr. No?
That's correct.
Oh, well, I knew it was James Bond, but... Yeah, at least we're not calling it the Diplo Show.
All right. Red, it's on you.
It's on me. Let's go with... 2006... hip-hop.
That's a Digga Double.
I think I'm going to play it. You know what? F it. Let's do Digga Double.
Go big, no homo.
Go big, no homo. It's going down.
That's Young Jock.
And that's a Digga Double. So right now, you just turned your 9 points into 18.
Meet me in the trap. You're going down.
All right. That's it. He got it.
I had to do it, man.
Gunner, it's on you.
TV shows.
Or a Digga Double.
There we go.
Do you want to take the Digga Double?
Might as well at this point.
All right. At 34 current seasons, this show is the longest running American
show. The Simpsons.
There we go. Kind of got his points.
What I got?
I didn't even have to finish the shit.
What I got? 6 points? Wow.
6 points, but let me finish the question. All right. At 34 current seasons, this show is the longest running American sitcom, the longest running American scripted primetime television series, and the longest running American animated series. So
that's my show.
Ryan, it's on you.
Let's go back with TV shows.
TV shows for the last question in TV shows. In 2023, Diversity Day, an episode on this show
was
voted the best sitcom episode of all time by the Associated Press.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Red with Steel.
Red with the Steel. Go ahead,
The Office.
That's correct.
That was the second episode, right?
That was the second episode, correct.
I'm not even going to lie. That episode was the episode that made me start watching the show.
Me too. When he said, I like, what did he say?
He did the Chris Rock joke.
No, not that one. When he asked if you want to know what kind of girls I like, he said something like, I like white and Indian. And the Indian girl just looked like, oh, shit.
So, all right. So whose question was that?
That was mine.
All right, that was Ryan's. Okay, so Red, it's on you.
What's left?
It's only two categories left, right?
Two categories left. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 left in random movie quotes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left in 2006 in hip hop. Y'all killed that TV show one. Damn.
Well, I did and got damn near everyone wrong.
I do random movie quotes.
I don't have what she's having.
Steal.
When Harry met Sally.
Correct.
Is that correct?
That's it. That's correct.
Oh, I had to make sure because I thought it was, for some reason, I was going to say Sleepless in Seattle, but then I was like, nah, that's not it.
I don't know why this game show is culturally biased.
Is it culturally biased?
Yeah.
How? There is a lot of white people shows on here.
Word.
You know, I'm about to throw myself underneath the bus.
We got 06 in hip hop. Like,
I don't know none of that bullshit. Young Jock.
Well, Gunner, it's on you.
Fuck. Damn it. Fucking movie quotes.
Movie quotes. You're going to need a bigger boat.
John
Steel.
Gunner got it.
I know that.
Ryan, it's on you.
God bless TBS.
Movie quotes.
Ryan, it's on you.
Let's go with 06.
Hustling.
Steel.
I can't even spit it out.
Steel.
Yeah, pass.
Gunner.
Nick Ross.
That's correct. Oh.
I knew that one.
Red is on you.
Do we still got any movie quote ones left?
We have two in movie quotes. Is that what you want?
Yeah, I get movie quotes.
Houston, we have a problem.
Steel.
Apollo 13.
That's correct.
Damn.
And that question right there puts Red as the highest earning total on what that shit is so far.
You know, I like to thank my mom for helping me be as smart as I am. For I don't know why. But, I mean, you know, I took the risk. Oh, the game show.
Game ain't over yet.
Oh, I'll do my victory chant.
All right, so.
Don't act like you didn't get that daily double and got all them damn points now.
That's how we,
I know.
Well, I did the same thing last week.
Hey, I want to let you know. I lose by the daily by the digger double. You win by the digger double.
Gunner's on you.
What is that left? 06? Let me get the 06.
Show me what you got.
Jay-Z.
That's correct.
Was that 06?
Yes, it was.
Interesting.
All right, Ryan, it's on you.
And so that's all that's left is just 06?
No, there's one left in movie, a random movie quote.
Let's just go ahead and get rid of the movie quotes.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Steel.
Steel.
Dirty Dancing.
That's correct.
Never even seen that movie.
How the fuck do you know that?
I mean, I've heard it like on TV and like, you know, stupid TikTok and shit, but you know.
Gotcha. Red, it's on you.
Then last thing is what?
06 and hip hop.
All right, let's do 06 and hip hop then.
Miss New Booty.
Steel. Bubba Sparks.
That's correct. Gunner, it's on you.
What I mean, whatever's left.
All right, so Touch It.
Busta Rhymes.
Steel. Oh, yeah.
All right. So it ends with
No Ryan. Homo. You said that's been a little strong.
I guess I gotta say pause on this one too. It ends with Ryan. Smack that. Pause.
Steel.
Akon.
That's correct. So the
Damn, well, 06 was a
It was a dirty fucking year.
So,
yeah, some bangers.
Honestly, Gunner, you should be proud of yourself.
Why?
Because ending up in first place with 22 is Red. Ending up in second place with 10 is Gunner. Ryan, you ended with 8 points.
Damn, getting better.
I had to dig myself out that little hole.
Listen, and you know, you know how I know Gunner was hurting bad? He's like, damn, ain't no dick of doubles coming.
Where?
But I think this is the first episode where the dig a double was awarded to three different people.
Uh-huh. Well, I think, like I said, I really just want to like give it all to God right now.
I just want to say I came out the gate strong. Pause.
That's not a pause moment, is it?
I mean, nah. You know, Diplo, he might be like, oh, he came out. No, I came out the gate.
I saw what you were worried about. I see what you were worried about.
Because I like pussy.
Lord Jesus. So, but honestly,
I will have to say, like, those are some really good categories.
Speak for yourself.
Like I said, the reason why the categories were what they were is because, like, when I do random facts, I do facts that, you know, like, I find interesting. I'm not worried about the general consumer, and I guess I felt myself guilty about, yo, that's pretty interesting. Let me put that on there. So I just wanted to, like, shake it up and have fun.
I still find it culturally biased. Where I've never watched TV with any white girls in high school. So I was a little lost. I should have knew the Cheers one, but at that point, I was like, I can't even win.
Yo, I got a funny story about Friends, and essentially, what happened was, I remember I was talking to this chick, and anybody who knows me, when I get a chance, I gotta sleep with the TV on, right? Yeah. But this chick didn't, like, all she had was DVD. She didn't have cable. But the only DVD she had was Friends. I swear to God, I remember going to Walmart and buying a Family Guy DVD and putting that shit in so I could fall asleep at her house. Just so I couldn't watch fucking Friends.
Yo, I'm going to tell you like this. So one of my exes, I bought her the Friends box set for, you know, Christmas. Now, mind you, she's like, you got to watch all these episodes with me. And I remember watching, like, over half of, like, the first three seasons. And I'm like, I haven't even laughed once because it wasn't funny. And she's like, she's laughing at, like, the most random shit. And she's looking at me like, oh, come on, that was funny. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, it's like dry humor.
No. Curb Your Enthusiasm is dry humor, and it works.
Well, I've never seen that show, so...
Like, but what a lot of people don't know is, do y'all know Seinfeld is actually my shit?
Seinfeld pretty good.
Seinfeld is like one of those, again, like Curb Your Enthusiasm, very, very dry humor. And you're just like, yo, that's pretty fucking funny. Until Kramer runs around calling everybody nigger.
WTWG.
You said WTWG?
No, I say MWTWG.
Messing with the white girls.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones, and these are my correspondents.
Before we leave, let's give some prayers to 6ix9ine, Mr. Getting His Ass Beat in the Gym.
That nigga don't get no prayers from me. What kind of prayers does he expect from me? I'm like,
I'm just gonna say like this: if you in the gym, that's the perfect place to get your weight up.
Right.
I mean, his legs—you know—he missed leg day like a motherfucker because he's got.
Listen.
What do my leg, Charlie? My leg.
With some goddamn coochie cutters on.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. He gets no prayers from me. If he gets beat up in the gym. I mean, if he gets beat up in the gym, he gets beat up in the gym. People get beat up every day, B.
But they were stopping. They were making rib tips out of his ribs.
You'll be all right, nigga.
But, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I want to thank all my correspondents for being on Red, the Rated R Experience, and Gunner. Closing statements in order of answers.
First, oh yeah, sorry.
My turn. Just because you won tonight don't mean you got to go first. Respect my gangster. No, it was good to be back tonight, even though I had like a little mishap, you know, but it was good to be back on the show tonight. I had a good time. Still coming up in the scoreboard. I went from 6 to 8. Maybe I'll go from 8 to 10 next time. I probably won't win, but, you know, it's still, it's all matters, you know, how you play the game. But other than that, you know, God bless. God don't make no mistakes.
I'm about to say that. No.
You know, yes. Except for ugly people. That's just what you're given with this.
Wow.
But again, I'm happy to be back, you know, and I can't wait to keep coming back for more and more shows. Pause. I mean, probably not needed a pause, but, you know.
No, it did.
But no, I mean, thank you guys for having me back.
All right. Red?
So, in all seriousness, like I said, I went to that school board meeting, but I think it's very, very important that that if you do get an opportunity in your community, even though hopefully your experience is a little bit different than mine, but
yo, what was the book? What was the book?
I don't remember the book. I will text you that information later. But you know, with everything going on in the world and what just recently happened in Kentucky, man, I do encourage everybody to go out there and Tennessee. I'm sorry. I do encourage everybody to go out there and try to do whatever you can just to try to make this world livable for everybody. You know what I mean? I mean, it's definitely a sad day when you see, like those kids are innocent. They can't defend themselves. So the fact that some monster decided they wanted to take some little children's life like that is just fucking disgusting. But do what you need to do, do what you can do to try to just make sure, like I say, this can be a livable world for everybody. God don't make no mistakes. Make sure y'all take care of yourself. Like I always mention, and like I just mentioned, there's always crazy shit going on out there in the world. Just look out for one another.
Hey, Gunner.
You know, thanks for all the listeners.
Yep.
You know, I lost. What can I say? Got to pass the belt back again, once again.
No, but like I said, you had a valiant effort, man. Like I said, yeah. You know, like I think it would have been very, very much neck and neck if there was no dig a double.
No, it wouldn't have been.
So and remember, the dig a double is how you broke the record last week.
Yeah, but he still would have won by like 12 or 13. I still only had 10.
Word.
Yeah. He was dead as dang. Give it up to Red.
Hey.
You know, that's about it. Everybody have a good week.
Yep.
You know, it's a holiday season kind of for, you know, people with different things. Easter, oh, yeah. All that.
Yeah. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones, and I want to thank my correspondents tonight. Y'all know who they are. I said them earlier. If you know anybody going through a bad time, it only takes a few seconds to type or call them and ask, are they good? Those few seconds can go a long way. I think there was something important I wanted to say, but I just totally slipped from my mind, and I'll say it on the next show. Other than that, God bless
you. I got something for you, though. I got something real quick.
Oh?
My clothes are doing
this dude here. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless and good night.
Peace.
Good night.